A bill to let utilities bypass some local laws to build new power plants on the sites of old ones barely made it to the governor's desk. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports debates over local control are likely what led the bill to pass through the House by only one vote.
Communities that host coal plants set to retire are likely to lose jobs and tax revenue. Building something like a small nuclear plant in that same spot could help offset that loss and maybe save utility customers money. The bill would let utilities that want to do this bypass some local zoning and land use laws. But Democratic Representative Matt Pierce says right now there isn't a permanent federal facility for nuclear waste, which means most of it would stay in those communities.
It seems to me the type of energy that might really demand some local input about where it might be sited is now going to be taken off the table.
The bill specifically exempts wind and solar farms from bypassing local zoning laws. For years, renewable energy companies have said the patchwork of local ordinances has made it difficult for them to build in Indiana. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.